Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
How healthy is your brain? Is it just natural to start forgetting things as you get a little bit older, or is it always a disease process? Varia Living's own Holly Lucille, Dr. Holly Lucille, is here to join us, and I'm going to throw out an argument here that it is not natural for us, our memory to get idle, or for us to short-term memory just to fade as we get older. What do you think there, Holly?
Absolutely no, it's not natural, and also it shouldn't be a predictor. It's not the most important measure of brain health, believe it or not. And no matter what age you are, if you're listening, if you're 17, 27, 37, 47, 57, 67, 77 out there, you can improve your mind. But there are so many popular beliefs that are completely outdated and incorrect. Because I love this, as you know, VariaLiving.com, my show Myth Define with Dr. Holly, we went through some of these crazy and outrageous health myths that people, in fact, even I caught myself even believing some things that I had to sort of allow my white knuckle grip belief around just go, because absolutely it's not the right way to think anymore. So when it comes to our cognitive function, our people a lot of think like, oh, you know, you forget your keys where they are or something, you're thinking, oh, I'm losing my mind. That's mm-hmm. just not actually, when it comes to your cognitive function or your brain health, the number one measure of brain health. There are plenty more out there. And I think one of the myths out there is exactly what you said, Decker, that brain health steadily declines with age. What do you think? Yeah. I think that's a complete myth.
Oh, I think it's not only a myth, but I think that it's a predictable thing. When I look at a lot of my patients' habits and medications that walk in, and especially if they had any family history in addition to it, I'm going to tell them that I highly suspect that we're going to have some issues with memory loss. And they might even start saying that they're already experiencing some because their partners or their relatives are telling them that they're, you know, that they're forgetting names and they're displacing things more and more. I also watched my father, his mind go. And I watched him, that one of the few things he remembered to do, Holly, was eat his Tums because he had heartburn all day. And I'm thinking, as a naturopathic doctor, that, you know, this guy's not absorbing B vitamins. He's not absorbing minerals. And my father had terrible leg cramps his entire life. And he was always doing on heartburn medicine. And I'm thinking, no wonder. And then what do you see? Low B vitamins associated with Alzheimer's disease, senile dementia. And he had the whole gamut. But and the other thing that I remember is that my father's body was fine, Holly. It was fine. His mind was gone. And there really wasn't a life worth living. It was terrible.
You know, well, I hate to hear that, and I think that, I mean, but this is here's the thing. I think it's pretty well known that the brain is pretty much, it's very modifiable. It's one of the most modifiable parts of the body. It's constantly being changed by how we use it. And I think it's that issue when we get older. If you do not use it, you are going to lose it. And so one of the most important things it is to know it's not normal to just have your brain health decline with age. And there are things that you can do. It's kind of like exercise. If I wouldn't exercise my body as I'm getting older, it is going to let me down. Your brain is the same way. So you've got to engage in being curious and creative and problem solving along the way. You know, we just get sort of like sitting in front of that television, or, you know, I wouldn't say listening to the radio, because that's a great thing to do to stimulate your brain, because you get to hear us.
That's right.
But serious, you've got to be able to challenge your brain by thinking deeply and extracting meaning from information that you are given. You've got to exercise your brain. Now, another myth is that a good memory indicates mental robustness. Okay? That, I think, is a myth. What do you think about that?
I think it's a myth as well, and I think that we need to be especially careful with that one, because my father had a very, very sharp mind. He was the trivia king. He was the guy who's all that stuff. This is the last guy you would have thought his mind would waste, and he did it very rapidly. No, that's kind of what he was born with and he created, but that didn't stop any of the disease process. That didn't stop any of his lack of nutrients or lack of using his brain as he got older. I mean, when my father retired, his brain went on the decline because he wasn't using it as much.
Right.
I think that it's an extra piece, Holly, where we have to be especially careful with those, because they've been able, they can get away with it a little longer. You know, those people with a little extra memory power and stuff, they can stretch it, and you may not know that it's fading, and all of a sudden, boom, it's a lot worse than you thought. And that's what happened. Very important point. Very important.
It is. And, you know, when we think about it, I agree. And when you think about people having a great memory, like my grandmother, oh my gosh. So she had an extraordinary memory, but it didn't mean that she had, that she was innovative or insightful or creative, mm-hmm. or mentally productive when she was getting older. And so her memory was there, but her brain was failing her. And so I would say to folks, don't worry when you can't remember anything or everything, I should say. You know, although we tend to know what we forget, we rarely take stock of all the things we do remember. And the brain gets too occupied with remembering everything. It works mm-hmm. less efficiently and becomes completely stressed out. I think it's really important, once again, to start exercising your brain and getting enough sleep and just allowing the whole memory thing. People get very fixated on it. And I think we're talking about much, much more here.
Well, and I want to, let's get to some specifics. And you've already said some, so I'm going to rope us down here a little bit. Number one, use it or lose it, it's an organ. And I'm not really quite ready to do the whole review thing, but you hit on something there with cortisol and stress. Exercise, physical exercise helps balance the cortisol that helps protect your brain. Mental exercise is that, you know, the brain's a muscle, especially after the age of 40, use it or lose it. But the physical and the mental exercises are both necessary if we expect to be 75 and 80 and able to run a business and be sharp.
Wait, and I'm going to add one more thing too, okay? Because a lot of people think, and this is for you, Mr. Decker Weiss, mm-hmm. I got to tell you, a lot of people think that multitasking is great for your brain. Boom, 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 being everywhere. Guess what? It's another myth that I kind of want to bust.
Really?
Because what I actually think, yes, people need to be doing is focusing. Whatever you're doing, focus on that and nothing else for at least 15 minutes. Put a kind of do not disturb sort of sign on your head, on your door. Turn off your phones. Don't check your email. You will definitely be able to preserve brain health and think much, much, much more clearly if you focus. I think having the ability to multitask is awesome, but you've got to be able to focus because that is a powerful exercise in and of itself.
Yeah, I went from extremely ADHD to learning to meditate, which helped me to focus and sleep because I couldn't sleep and I couldn't shut off my brain. And that's when I'm starting to really be able to get into medical school and do that. It limited me from just being a guy with a bunch of good ideas to now all of a sudden I can become like a doctor and focus and go through that. How about supplementation, like a basic multi with bees? Anything else specific to help prevent the brain, any botanicals, Holly?
Absolutely, because, you know, I hate when we're getting into this place where we're calling certain diseases, like we're identifying new diseases, like early onset dementia, early onset cognitive decline, early onset. That's crazy. It is we need to identify and treat the cause. Why are we in our modern day having so many people affected? It's the brain is an organ, right? It's kind of like everything else on our chronic health list. The brain is an organ, your liver is an organ, your pancreas is an organ. So diabetes, obesity, you know, you name it. What's going on? So we've got to be able to look. So yes, you're right. Multivitamins, B vitamins, antioxidants, mm-hmm. absolutely imperative.
Yep, ginkgo biloba, you look at that botanical as well. So how healthy is your brain? Over 40, it is not natural, we are saying here at Radio MD. Holly and I are emphatic saying a couple things here. It is not natural for your brain and your memory to decline with age. And there is a myth out there that if you have a good memory when you're younger, that you're automatically going to have a good, long, healthy head. No, you got to take your supplements, keep in your antioxidants. The brain is modifiable. It can always improve and stay sharp. Cortisol, bad for memory. Get rid of it by doing a lot of physical exercise and doing good brain exercises. Learn a language while you're walking on a treadmill. Both of those things will help protect your brain. Multitasking, not necessarily that good. Focus, focus, focus. Because we need to keep your brain sharp. We need to keep your body sharp because we need listeners all through our lives at Radio MD.